When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to the FPL Roundtable, the only fantasy Premier League podcast where we guarantee that you might learn something about fantasy, probably. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and joining me after a brief hiatus of my own making, is my good friend and partner in crime, Rob Langevin. Rob, great to have you back on the show. Sorry for cheating on you with Chief earlier this week. happens, man.
It's all right. Hey, Chief's a good guy. I don't mind renting you out to a higher power. You know, as long as he paid the going rate contract fee, he's allowed on the podcast at any time.
As long as you get your cut of the profits, then we're all good. All right. Well, the reason why we're jumping on this today is when Chief and I recorded, we were very much under the assumption that double game week 34 was going to be the larger of the two double game weeks. Well, today, the official double game week 34 fixtures were announced, and that is certainly not the case. So what we have in 34 currently, the fixtures that were added were Brighton versus Tottenham on the Tuesday, Bournemouth versus United on the Wednesday, and Burnley, Chelsea, and Leicester, Southampton added on the Thursday. So just four extra fixtures. A far cry from what we were originally expecting. If you're listening to this, I'm sure people that have just wildcarded are in a cold panic. Rob, first of all, how the heck are you? And secondly, how can we help these people that have wildcarded?
Well, it's glad to be back, and hello to everybody at home. If you wildcarded and you activated it, there's a reason that you did it. It's because you're monopolizing on the player increases, and you're basically, you know, increasing your money roll, your bank. You know, it's basically what we have to play with. Everybody's fluctuates between, you know, we're guaranteed 100, but we can go up, you know, incrementally from there. You know, the fixtures that were added today, the ones that you mentioned, Bournemouth, United, Brighton, Tottenham, Burnley, Chelsea, they're interesting. They're going to add to what people have already been doing and already bringing in. You know, just from the transfer waves and the trends that I've been noticing, you know, everyone's already on Leicester already. A lot of people are on Huddersfield for their next three games because Newcastle, Brighton, and Watford on their next three. Leicester does have a double now in 34, but we kind of knew that they were going to have a double. We just, you know, now it's officially official. You know, people who wildcarded, there's nothing to worry about here. You still have game week 32, game week 33, and then you have game week 34. So if your wild card is active right now, you have two extra transfers to play with, or you can use, you know, you can add them to your abundance of FPL talent that you have. And then in game week 34, you can use another one of your chips. You can whether use bench boost or all out attack or whatever you want to do. But the way it's set up now is, you know, I'm personally of the belief that wild carding knowing that what you have in front of you and basically where all the fixtures are going to lay is the way to go. I wouldn't have wild carded before I knew the information because you're kind of throwing a blind dart in the direction of, you know, an FPL schedule that could have been there and probably was going to be there. But nobody likes guessing, especially with a wild card. It's such a valuable chip. So I'm under the belief right now that if you have your wild card in hand, you are activating it this moment. And then from this moment on, you are forming a strategy based on the game week 32 fixtures, game week 33 fixtures, the doubles in game week 34. And then you're looking ahead beyond that and building your team around the doubles in game week 37. Most of the teams that are beneficial in game week 37, game week 34 that have a double, some of them double in game week 34, you know, which allows you to free hit in game week 35 if that chip is still available, because you want to revert back to the original wildcard team that you've built for 32, 33, 34, because a lot of those teams not all of them, but a lot of them have excellent, excellent fixtures, like Leicester, you know? Everybody, yeah. And the funny thing is, I just want to make this clear. Everybody doesn't – you don't have to get 15 guys right now because you only technically are going to get 14 guys because it's going to be Mo Salah and 14 other dudes.
Right. Yeah, you certainly don't want to drop Salah at all. So is that what your kind of forecast for the rest of the season is now that we have this information?
Yeah. My plan right now is to build my team around 32, 33, the double and 34 – And skipping over 35 and 36 because I'm going to free hit. I mean, 36 does come into play because it's going to revert back to your wild card team. But so wild card now to 34, free hit in 35, reverts back to game 36, 37, 38. I'll play off of that. You'll have two free transfers to play with in between every chip you play.
Yeah, my plan that was so eloquently and brilliantly concocted and praised by Chief on Monday has now largely gone to pot. I had a potential of 12 players double game weeking on 34, like already. Mm-hmm. And then I could build from there. The lowest I could have had was 5. And I have 5. It went... literally the worst it could have possibly gone for me without
that's
these
a womp womp right there.
It sure is, and it's largely on the back of Swansea and City both being pushed to 37 because I have 2 of each of them.
Me as well.
Yeah, which is very very frustrating. Although one of the reasons why I loved Swansea so much is that they have a double and play through 35, but it's City, so.
Yeah.
It's not as shiny as it could have seemed at first. So this has obviously thrown a wrench in my previous plan. If I make a single transfer over the next 3 weeks, I can get back up to 8 players that are doubling in 34, and I would still have 8 playing in 35, which is about as good as I think I can do right now, considering I've already played my free hit. The problem with the shortened... schedule for match week 34, the fact that it is not going to include Arsenal or City the way some had been hoping, is that bench boost looks less viable. There are fewer teams to pick from that you love. The issue with this is that bench boost 37 looks just as good because that's just where all those matches went. So that's not a problem. The problem is triple captain, because triple captain Kane on 37 against West Brom and Newcastle looked perfect. Like, that is exactly what you want. We know that Kane scores heinous amounts of goals running into the end of the season. He scored 7 in his last 2 last season. You're probably looking at Watford, West Brom, Newcastle, and Leicester and thinking, you know, there's 5 plus goals in those 4 matches. Not each, but he could. But now the question is, who do you triple captain in 34? That's what I am currently stuck on. Yeah. I find it very hard to trust Chelsea players right now.
No, you can't.
Exactly. But Southampton-Burnley is about as good as you're going to get, although that Burnley match is away. Leicester-Burnley-Southampton the other way, which I think is interesting. I'm definitely buying Vardy, and we'll get to that in a little bit. And then here's the interesting one for me, is Manchester United. Lukaku, 3 goals, 2 assists, but he's burned so many people before in both double game weeks and as a triple captain. But I'm telling you, I think that's where the signs are pointing. If people are going to bench boost 37, I think that triple captain might go on Lukaku in 34. And man, wouldn't it suck if he screwed us all over again. But anyway, so to recap what I'm currently thinking, although your free hit 35 sounds perfect if you're building that team, but I, of course, free hit in 31 to gain a whole 6 extra points, which at the time looked like a failure, immediately afterwards looked brilliant, and now looks bad again.
Yeah.
So that just keeps shifting back and forth. But my current plan, triple captain somebody, please, not Lukaku, but maybe in 34. I have 8 current players for 35. I can build that up to 9 if I make a move during that week. Then wild card in my 36, build that towards 37. And then obviously just let things ride 38. You never want to leave a chip for 38. We've learned this ever since chips have been around. Anytime you play a chip in 38, it screws you. Unless you played triple captain the first year it happened on Giroud against Villa the last day.
Yeah.
And you probably
unless you get Giroud. Basically, unless you get Giroud, you know.
Right. Get Chelsea version of Giroud and triple captain in week 38. Yeah. No. Yeah. Of course we're kidding. Okay, so that's how he's going to line up. That's how I'm going to line up probably. I see your points on 34, but would you agree that that only works if you have the free hit for 35?
Yes. The only way you're wildcarding right now, or you know, preemptively to now, is if you have that free hit chip in your pocket, because I don't think there's any way to transition from your wildcard team to game week 35 without having an extra chip in there. There's just too many good teams that blank there that you'd be relying on for the double game week. The only team that doubles in 34 that plays in 35 that you'd probably maybe double up on is Burnley, and yeah, you probably wouldn't do that anyway when they're playing Leicester and Chelsea, both at home, but they do have Stoke on game week 35. So I think the best way to do is manufacture your team built for this week, third game, or the next game week, 32, game week 33, game week, the double game week 34, free hit in 35, revert back to your wild card team in 36 and 37. You'd use your bench boost or triple captain in 34, whatever you choose, if you have those chips, and then the opposite of that in game week 37.
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice. Just so people know at home, this is how I've mocked up my coming weeks. Have not had time to do a lot of research, obviously, with this news just dropping right before we started recording this. But my current plan is move Aguero to Vardy, because I already have Kane that I have to hold on to for match week 34 and can't have two forwards out with that kind of budget. Also, shifting down from Aguero gives me the money I need to do the following moves. So jumping down from Aguero to Vardy this week to get that sweet, sweet Vardy versus Brighton, Newcastle, Burnley, Southampton leading up into 35. That's about as good as you're going to get. Then in 33, moving Moss into Ward to get on Burnley, who you mentioned. With Burnley, you get a double game week. I figure he might keep a clean sheet in one of those, surprisingly, and then plays in 35. Then you can just keep him rest of season if you don't have a wild card left. Brighton, Arsenal, when they're probably going to be officially out of the top four, and Bournemouth at home, you aren't worried about those really. Then in 34, I'm going to switch out Adrian, who's been my backup keeper forever, and I've just been playing Fabianski every week. I'm going to switch him to De Gea for the double game week against West Brom and Bournemouth. And then in 35, I'm going to move Ronhel, and this is where all that Aguero money's going. Ronhel up to Baines for Everton versus Newcastle, then wildcarding 36. So in case anybody's in my situation, that's currently how I'm breaking it down. Now, Rob, we have not talked to the people extensively about what to do if you don't have your wild card. We talked about if you don't have your free hit. If you don't have your wild card, you're in a pretty bad place. And Chief kind of broke that down earlier this week. If you do not have a wild card, these are the teams you need to buy on right now. Burnley. But for the rest of the season, the teams that play in 35 and also have a double game week somewhere are City, Arsenal, Swansea, Newcastle, and West Ham, as well as Burnley, who I just mentioned. But Burnley are the only one that play in 34, so you need to get on them immediately. Yeah. But if you're in that situation, those are the teams you want to pick from. I'll say it one more time for the folks at home. City, Arsenal, Swansea, Newcastle, West Ham, and of course Burnley. How would you recommend people arranging the rest of the season if they didn't have a wild card? Just buy those guys as quickly as possible to kind of ride this out, or is there something else people should try to do?
Yeah, I mean, getting Arsenal, City, and I'd probably avoid Swansea. They have United, Everton, City, Chelsea, you know, on the schedule still to go. So you're basically, you're going to be playing them half the time for the rest of the season. So you're basically going to be transferring people in to cover you for Swansea. So I would probably cross them off the board. I actually don't think people who don't have a wild card are that awful. You just won't have them as much monopolization of the double game week players. Listen, everybody is probably still, if you don't have a wild card right now, you're probably still sitting on three Liverpool players. Liverpool don't blank the rest of the year. They have a favorable schedule except for Chelsea in game week 37. You know, there's things that they can do that are, they probably still own a lot of the game week 31 player double, you know, the doubles is basically what I'm saying. Or the teams that didn't blank, you know, they're not awful, but they basically have to basically transfer smart in 32, 33, 34 to set themselves up for the double in 34, then 35 and 36, they have to do the same thing. And 37, they have to do the same exact thing. So if they're sitting on, you know, eight usable players right now, and they have three transfers in their pocket, they can feasibly get to, you know, a double game week where they have six doubles and five usable players. So, I mean, I'm counting Liverpool in there because Salah and probably one other player is going to be one of them. So figure 9 other players besides Salah and whether it be Mane, Virgil van Dijk, Karius, Robertson, whoever they choose to keep. So, I mean, I don't think they're sitting that awful. It's just that I think that there's a lot of people that – I think I read a statistic that 1.5 million people have already used their second wild card to date. So that leaves like 3 million. But then you take the 41% of people that are dead. So that's 41% of dead teams. So there's probably about 1.5 million transfer wild cards yet to be played. Now that the schedule is going to be released, I'd be interesting to relook at that stat again, because I think – I'm not saying my strategy is the best, but it is the best. It's honestly.
If I had my free hit, I would do what you're doing. I think it makes a lot of sense, especially with what do you see? You have Tottenham going twice. You have United going twice. Yeah. But Brighton, like we mentioned, is awful. Leicester twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there's some pretty solid teams that you can load up on.
You have 2 Chelsea matches in 34 and 37. Mm-hmm. So, you know, City is in there. Newcastle's in there.
City just goes then twice.
Yeah,
sorry not to interrupt, but I mean, you mentioned with Liverpool, and it kind of goes for Arsenal as well. Mm-hmm. Both of them will be playing in 35 and have one good Arsenal have one good double, but Liverpool just have good fixtures. Like you mentioned with Salah, you aren't getting rid of Salah, and I'm honestly not even sure that I'm getting rid of one of Firmino or Robertson. I think I'm going to end up keeping 2 Liverpool players because the fixtures are really good throughout, and it just prevents you having to make those moves. I mean, are you particularly worried about West Brom in 35?
No.
I'm certainly not. Are you worried about 36? Bournemouth in 34 when other people are doubling? Are you telling me that you think Salah will be outside of the top 10 of points in 34 with one match if it's against Bournemouth? I'm not confident saying that.
Zero. I have zero. There's zero reason to transfer any. If you have 3 Liverpool players, I can see that you may want to dip into the pool and jump on a double.
Yeah, just buy a ticket, especially if you're like fighting up your mini league or something
and
like that.
You need a differential for points. Definitely sell your 3rd Liverpool for the game week 34, but keep them for now because they have Crystal Palace, Everton, Bournemouth in those 3 games, and they're like you said, no, I don't think it's not out of the realm of possibility that Salah isn't in the top 5 in scoring for game week 34 with only one game. Because based on the comparable options that have doubles, who are you picking? Who are you trusting on Bournemouth to get more points than Salah versus Liverpool and United? Nobody.
Yeah.
Brighton.
If you're going to own one Stanislas, Brighton, absolutely not.
Brighton, who are you picking? They're playing Palace and Tottenham. There's nobody you're picking there. Burnley, Leicester, and Chelsea. You picking anybody other midfield there? No.
Yeah.
United, West Brom, and Bournemouth. Okay, now you're getting into the chance. Well, I don't know how many people are going to own Alexis. We didn't plan on going down every team, but I'm just doing it right now for the frame of reference that we just talked about, Mo Salah in 34, because he's going to be a prominent figure. Because that's one of the big question marks people are going to have. Is it Mo Salah for 1, or is it Alexis Sanchez, West Brom, Bournemouth for 2? I'm just going to keep running down. Southampton, Chelsea, and Leicester. There's nobody in the midfield that you're replacing him with. Tottenham, City, and Brighton. I'm not jumping off Salah to go to Eriksen.
Yeah.
When I'm probably going to own Eriksen also.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a replacement.
And that concludes the playable teams. They have great midfield options. Right. So if you're staring at Mo Salah and your other 2 Liverpool players, calm down. You're good. Week 34 comes around, get rid of the one you don't really trust enough, and go with a Burnley midfielder or a defender, or go to a Chelsea defender, or you'll have the flexibility there. Because also, I want to bring this up, Kevin. A lot of people are sitting on a ton of money right now because they've transferred out Harry Kane. They've transferred out Sergio Aguero. There's 2 of the top 2 players in money-wise in the whole FPL. They have all that money, and it makes all the sense in the world if people go look at the transfer trends right now. Who are the 2 most transferred in strikers? The second and – I think it's the 3rd and 4th most expensive. Mm. It's Lukaku and Aubameyang. Listen, people are buying expensive things because they have the money to buy expensive things.
Right.
It's not because they're the shiniest option right now. I wouldn't trust Aubameyang. I mean, his schedule looks fantastic, but you're banking on him scoring against Stoke, scoring against Southampton, scoring at Newcastle, scoring at West Ham. Then he has United, and then he has a double in game week 37. Arsenal do have a comfortable schedule, but I think that the money in hand is pushing people to own Aubameyang more than the trust is.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, agreed. And to an extent, there's a split in the fan base, and we talked about this on Monday as well, between people trying to mitigate the damage of 35 and trying to accentuate the benefits of 34 and 37. I think the people that are going Aubameyang are more on the defensive side, trying to sure that they don't miss out in 35. But he is new to the league, and he just started scoring. You what?
They have coverage there the rest of the way.
Right,
because
exactly.
Arsenal doesn't miss a game week, and they have 37.
Right, yeah. So, and I mean, Burnley,
it's
Leicester.
Almost like Liverpool. Yeah.
Looks like it could be iffy, but it's Burnley away and Leicester, or sorry, Burnley home and Leicester away, neither of which are particularly concerning. Question for you on Manchester City. Obviously, they look very good from here on out, like Arsenal, play in 35, have a double at the back end against two recently promoted sides in Huddersfield and Brighton, but it looks like they will probably wrap up the title either against United in 33 or Tottenham in 34. What happens after that? Because we all know Aguero and Sterling and Sané and De Bruyne, and in the defense, you have Otamendi. Obviously, Ederson's been fantastic. They've all been must-owns at different points of the season. Mm-hmm. What do you do with them? Because obviously, if they play, they'll be huge, but they rotate a lot. So out of two matches, you might only get one. He might just start resting people to play them in the Champions League, so you might get none. How are you approaching Manchester City players over this period?
Well, the one good thing is that the Champions League fixture happens after game week 32. So we'll the first leg of it, and then the second one happens after, you know, 33. So that'll be known what happens. We'll know what players have played in Champions League. And, you know, City, if anybody doesn't know, have been sleeping under a rock. They are playing Liverpool during that Champions League match. So, listen, I'm not telling people to not buy City, but I'm not telling to buy them either. Everton, United, Tottenham are decent enough fixtures that you could probably buy into them. But like Kevin just said, if they clinch in game week 34, who's to say that game week 35 fixture against Swansea, we don't see, you know, six youth academy players or guys that have less than 10 appearances that want a medal, that Pep wants to get a medal for, like Yaya Toure, like Gundogan, guys that don't have 10 appearances yet, that need 10 appearances to get a medal. Those last four fixtures are probably going to be a point where you're starting to see players come about and get their 10 appearances that are close to it.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good shout. So right now, you said you might be activating your wild card this week. Are you bringing in any City players?
I mean, I'm probably just going to hold on to De Bruyne because I currently own him. But if I start shifting funds around and I like a better option than De Bruyne against Everton for game week 32, I could shift him out. But the great thing about using your wild card now in for setting yourself up for game week 32 is I have two whole weeks of and I get two transfers, game week 33 and game week 34, to basically second guess my decision again and basically play a better percentage game. Because if you look at the matchups in 33, there are some, you know, heavy hitters going up against, you know, basically crap. You have Chelsea going against West Ham. You're still going to be playing Liverpool players. You have Tottenham against Stoke. You know, so that's the one fixture that you could jump back on Tottenham because it's Stoke is sandwiched with Chelsea and City in that matchup. But there are some bigger name midfielders or, you know, forwards that you could totally jump. Don't be set with your wild card if you do it now and be like, all right, this is my team for the rest of the way. No, you get free transfers. You can make a transfer in and out before, you know, everything comes to play. If I did my wild card right now, which I'm basically going to do as soon as I'm done signing off with this and I can actually concentrate on stuff instead of trying to carry Kevin's back with this podcast, But yeah, I'll look at it as soon as I get off here. I'll probably post my team, my first preemptive wild card on Twitter later tonight. If anybody wants to do that and they like stalking me, they can do that. But yeah, I mean, I can tell you right now, I'm going to have probably 2 to 3 Liverpool players, definitely 3 Leicester players, and probably, you know, I'll probably mix and match with the defense based on matchups I like. You know, Burnley is definitely going to be in there. Chelsea for the double game week is definitely going to be in there. Even if you own Marcus Alonso against the Tottenham game, I think that he offers enough that you could probably just, you know, sit and wait and hold.
Oh, he's going to score a free kick.
Oh, sure. He Chelsea needs to find offense from somewhere. And I believe that, you know, that I think Willian is the second or third most transferred in forward midfielder right now. So, I mean, listen, people know what they're doing. People are smart. You know, even if they did it preemptively, they still know what they're doing. Willian is the fourth most transferred in midfielder right now at 50,000 in.
Yeah.
So, and people have speculated, but some of the people have speculated wrong. But it doesn't matter, because you know why? They're on their wild card anyway, so they can always change and go up and down with whatever they want to do.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's all really good advice. Just to wrap this little update up, I'm just going to list 5 players that I think are must-owns at some point over the rest of the season. And then, Rob, if you have anybody you think people should focus on in particular, feel free to go ahead. Yep. For me, word one is Vardy for the rest of this. Burnley, Southampton, West Ham, Arsenal, and again, Arsenal should in theory be out of the top 4 by then officially. They're obviously quite a way out right now, but that is a very good run, and we've seen them do crazy things before, like that year they got kicked out by Bayern. That's not that specific, but there was a year that got kicked out by Bayern, and then I think they won out the rest of the season. But I don't think that they'll be playing for much at that point anyway. They're currently 8 points off Chelsea and 5th, and what, 11 points?
Mm-hmm.
Something. They're pretty far off top 4. But anyway, especially if Arsenal's match doesn't matter there against Leicester, then Vardy just looks absolutely phenomenal. Second for me is going to be De Gea. A lot of people try to save money at goalkeeper, but
not now.
Not now, because the matchups are so good for Manchester United, and B, because outside of Ederson, it's a pretty steep drop from De Gea down to Pope, and then to Fabianski, and then there's another drop down to Ryan, and then that's basically your everyone else mix.
I hate to say it, but game week 37, triple captain David De Gea with Brighton and West Ham.
Oh, cheeky. Yeah, if people have it left and aren't wanting to bench boost, that could be a very sneaky. Oh, I like that. They gave me tinglies. So yeah, Vardy and De Gea, I think, are the clear ones. A Burnley defender, take your pick, because you'll both need to fit somebody in budget-wise. And the fact that, like you mentioned, they have Stoke in 35. I do think that they'll keep the 2 clean sheets. Like, I'm saying buy a Burnley defender, like, now. West Brom Watford leading into 34 is great. Leicester Chelsea look difficult, but they are both home where they're so good. Then Stoke, Brighton, and Bournemouth Arsenal's in there as well. I think a Burnley defender, take your pick. Obviously, is it me that's the bonus point darling? I like Ward. Tarkowski brings you the guaranteed minutes. To really take your pick there. Then it's Harry Kane for me. Whispers could lead you to believe that Kane could actually play against Chelsea. I'm not saying that that is going to happen, nor am I saying you should bring him in to do that. If you have him, just hold on to him. That's what I'm doing. You might lose a point or two, but at this point in the season, we're kind of past that, at least for me. If you're wildcarding, obviously try to make as much money as you can on transfers. But if you're not, I think just hold on to Kane through that. But do not be surprised if he plays by that Stoke match. City could have already wrapped up the title. Tottenham just destroyed recently promoted sides and have done for the past few years. I think I saw the last time they lost one of them was like 2013. That they lost to a newly promoted side, so they just absolutely wreck. And then, obviously, the City Brighton is the first double. They do blank 35, but then Watford, West Brom, Newcastle, Leicester. What did he score? 4 against Leicester last year? And then 4 against... It was 7 total in the last two. I think it was 4 against Leicester, 3 against Hull.
He scored some.
Yeah, he scored a lot of goals. So anyway, just kind of keep an eye on Kane as well. And then I said it would be a top 5, but my 5th one, man, do I hate. And it's Lukaku. If you only knew about Romelu Lukaku this season, saw that he had some ups and downs, but he's been turning things around coming into the late stretch, you'd think he was an absolute must-own, with his doubles being against West Brom, Bournemouth, Brighton, and West Ham. They're just perfect. Mm-hmm. The problem is, we've been hurt before. And so that makes that one real... That's a tough pill to swallow. So it's four definite must-owns, and Lukaku, who on paper is a must-own, but because of past incidents, is a little harder for me to fully endorse.
Yeah. You know, my five are not very unsimilar to you. I'm going to lump the United. You'd probably basically going to coast the rest of the way and have three United players. Mm. Take your pick. De Gea is definitely one. Maybe a defender is another one, because after the City match, Kevin mentioned they have West Brom, Bournemouth. They blank in 35, but doesn't matter, because if you're listening to me, you're free hitting, and then you go back, and then Arsenal, Brighton, and then West Ham, and then Watford to finish the year. Sorry about that. Completely just misread lines. Leicester players the rest of the way are just perfectly fine, and I don't see them having a hard matchup the rest of the way. But they are Leicester, so they do make a mash of things. I think having a Chelsea defender for most of the year is probably the way to go, except for the Liverpool fixture. You're probably going to play them anyway because they have a double fixture. It's Liverpool and Huddersfield in that week, so look for that. Arsenal strike. It's going to be either an Aubameyang or a Lukaku striker for a lot of people, or both. Most of the rest of the way, just based on the Arsenal is basically your cuddle boy right now, because they don't miss a week and they have a double in 37. United doubles twice, but they miss in 35. So, there's a ton of players and ton of usable assets around, and people are going to be jumping all over and jumping dip. From nimbly pimbly, from branch to branch, and about fancy options. But listen, don't be too obtuse, but don't be afraid to take a differential hit. I love everyone's shout right now that for Kennedy, for Newcastle, he's completely in the top 15 in transfers.
Ooh, sneaky.
Top 8 in transfers in for midfielders right now at 21,000 currently in. Don't be afraid to take chances. Everybody's going to find differentials, but if we all played the same team, we'd all end with the same score, and that would be no fun.
Although that has happened in past years, but it never felt like there was a full template this year.
No,
like aside from Salah, it really seems like there's been a lot of variety this year, and I think that's good.
There's been zero consistency out of the budget players, the 5.5, strikers, the 6.0.
Yeah, there hasn't been like a Mahrez, there hasn't been a Kapu, like there hasn't been that, like
4.5 defenders.
Right.
There's just zero.
Yeah, they've all been a dime a dozen. Yeah.
Thank God Salah was only, 9.0 when people started buying into him, or 8.5 or whatever he was. Imagine if he was what he was next year now, which he's probably going to be like 12, which is crazy. Mm. People's rosters would look a lot different right now. They wouldn't be able to afford the parts and pieces that they've been going to battle with every week. Yeah.
Agreed. Also, I know this isn't fantasy advice, but through this whole process, looked at West Ham, who are currently 2 points off the relegation spots. They still have Chelsea, Arsenal, City, Leicester away, United, and Everton. Good luck.
Hope and pray for the Irons.
If the London Stadium is used in the championship next season, that would be incredible. All right. Well, Rob, thanks so much for jumping on as quickly as you did today to get this out. Rushed home from work, he did, like a legend. Great having you back on. Tell the folks who can get at you.
You can find me on Twitter at FPL_MNOP, or you can find my writings, musings, and stylings on rasball.com.
Yeah, and I'm your other host, Kevin DeVries. You can find me on Twitter at Kevroff. You can find my writings over at Goal. I also write for Omnisport if you're interested in that as well. Those are like live text commentary type dealios. What else is going on? Also, obviously, listen to this. Also, be sure to keep an ear to the EPL Roundtable, where we have experts on from each of our clubs, each of the Premier League clubs, and you can get a little inside info there sometimes. So be sure to stay tuned to this channel. Rob, again, thanks for hopping on. Hope you guys appreciated this Game Week 34 update, and we will catch you next time.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.